chance to see your team on Tuesday, Coach. Looking forward to it. That's a good triangular with Chase, yourselves, and Southwest. I think we're in for three really good matches on Tuesday, don't you?
I hope so. Yes.
It's been a fast season. I know record-wise, gosh, you'd like to, you know, always like to see a few more W's in the old win column. Coming into the season with the experience back, some new faces. I guess maybe a little disappointed in how the season's going. Are you kind of right where, well, we kind of expected maybe to be rebuilding this year. What was your expectations coming in?
Yeah, I think my expectations were maybe a rebuilding year. We lost a lot of girls. We graduated five seniors. We had one tear an ACL that would have been a senior. We lost our senior setter. So we only had four returning varsity players at all. So going into it, I think we all kind of thought, all right, this is just going to be figuring out positions, trying to build a good culture with so much inexperience. And I've been really pleasantly surprised. I think we're competitive, and our record doesn't show how good we are.
You know, look at your schedule. You've played, tough schedule, you know, along with your conference teams. You've played, you know, Southwest Conference, I think, is really good. You know, I watch Cozy at the end of the night, and you played them. You played Gothenburg. You played Valentine. You played Broken Bow. Your schedule, you played good teams every night, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a really tough schedule, which can be a catch-22. You know, you want to get some wins in the column, but we also want to get experience against really good teams. And so every team that we play that is like a Gothenburg team, we're coming out of those games learning so many things and being able to apply them to the next game. And so having that tough schedule has been really great for these girls because they get the experience a little bit faster, I think.
As far as individuals, Ruby Erling and Jamie Murtaugh and Rose Green, just to throw some names out, are kind of some of the leaders who have kind of led that team this year, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Ruby's kind of our go-to hitter. You know, she's always the one that's willing to say, set me the ball in a pressure situation. She's normally going to find a way to get it put on the ground. Jamie is opposite of her and kind of runs in the middle and the outside and can just be placed anywhere. And same thing. She's, give me the ball in a pressure situation. I'm going to make sure I get it over the net for my team. And then Rose this year. You know, Rose, I tried Rose last year as a junior on the right side, and it just wasn't a great fit. And we moved her back to the middle this season, and she has just really come out of her shell as a senior leader. She's comfortable. She's able to push the girls around her. You'll hear her screaming on the court just because she wants to be that vocal leader. So yeah, those three really stand out for me this season, along with the rest of them. But those, I would say, are probably your leaders that you're going to see on the stats.
Brooke Brosius is your top setter and not having a bad season setting the ball for you.
Yeah, so Brooke is pretty new to the court this year because she had ankle surgery last year. Right after volleyball season, she had an ankle injury, so she wasn't even able to play with us all summer for any summer camps. She just kept getting her hands on the ball, sitting and standing. And so we actually started the year with a 6-2 because we weren't quite sure if she was going to be able to handle that 5-1 right away, ankle-wise. And once we figured out that she was able to keep up with that varsity-level speed, she just keeps getting better and better every game.
Coach, I know you're looking forward to the SPVA conference coming up. Boy, you look at all the conference teams, there's nobody really kind of running away this year. They're all kind of in the same boat, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we beat Bridgeport. We've played Chase County. We took a set from them. We didn't play our best ball against them. So, you know, this triangular, we're really hoping to hopefully get another set against them and get a win in the column against those guys. I think probably our most competitive team. that we're going to see is Hershey. They've gotten some wins over some pretty good teams like Broken Bow, and we'd love to get back at Perkins County again. You know, that was our first game of the year, and we just did not play well after the first set, and so that's kind of one of those in the loss column that we look at, and we're like, gosh darn it, we really want that one back.
That's going to be coming up here pretty soon, but I'm sure you tell your girls there's a lot of volleyball, but on the other hand, there isn't a lot of volleyball left with us. Let's really get down to it and get some momentum as you get ready for your subs, which we'll be talking about right around the corner.
Yeah, you know, we were just talking about how busy September is and how it just feels go, 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 because it's Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and we just don't have a lot of breaks. And now we are hitting the breaks a little bit in October, but it's going to go so fast because October just flies by. This has been my favorite year coaching so far. This team, even though we're inexperienced and young, has such a good culture. It's been so much fun. Even our losses, we've learned so much. We've gained so much experience. And so I'd like to just kind of ride it out as long as we can and enjoy every game while we can.